音中有一段长对话，听对话两遍后，从每小题 A、B、C 中选出能回答所给问题的正确答案。题组一，
Hello, Kate. Long time no see. Where did you go this summer vacation?
Hi, Bob. I went to America with my parents.
Have you ever been to America?
Yeah, I have been there 3 times.
That's so cool. Where did you go when you were in America?
First, we went to New York. Then we visited Hollywood and Disneyland. We had fun there.
Really? How did you go there?
By plane. But it was too expensive. It cost us $6,500 in total.
What did you think of New York?
New York is beautiful but crowded. Central Park is quiet and peaceful. You can go there on your vacation.
Okay. My vacation begins in June, and I'm planning to go to America with my friends. Hello, Kate. Long time no see. Where did you go this summer vacation?
Hi, Bob. I went to America with my parents.
Have you ever been to America?
Yeah, I have been there 3 times.
That's so cool. Where did you go when you were in America?
First, we went to New York. Then we visited Hollywood and Disneyland. We had fun there.
Really? How did you go there?
By plane. But it was too expensive. It cost us $6,500 in total.
What did you think of New York?
New York is beautiful but crowded. Central Park is quiet and peaceful. You can go there on your vacation.
Okay. My vacation begins in June, and I'm planning to go to America with my friends.
题组二。
I'm making some plans to volunteer in a history museum this summer vacation.
Why do you plan to volunteer there?
Because I want to know more about the inventions.
Great. I went there last summer.
What do you think of it?
It was meaningful, and I learned a lot.
What did you do there?
I did things like cleaning the glass or just standing there to see if anyone needs help.
Sounds a little boring. What else?
I also talked with visitors and introduced some inventions to them.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah, I really think it is a good way to spend your holidays. You will have fun there.
Could you tell me how I can get there?
Sure. You can take a bus there, because it's a little far from your home.
I'm making some plans to volunteer in a history museum this summer vacation.
Why do you plan to volunteer there?
Because I want to know more about the inventions.
Great. I went there last summer.
What do you think of it?
It was meaningful, and I learned a lot.
What did you do there?
I did things like cleaning the glass or just standing there to see if anyone needs help.
Sounds a little boring. What else?
I also talked with visitors and introduced some inventions to them.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah, I really think it is a good way to spend your holidays. You will have fun there.
Could you tell me how I can get there?
Sure, you can take a bus there, because it's a little far from your home.
You cook fish so well. Who taught you?
My grandma. She likes cooking very much.
Can you teach me to do it? I want to cook fish for my mother.
Of course. First, wash it in clean water.
Okay. It's so easy.
Second, fry it in oil. Get it out when it is cooked.
It's a little difficult for me.
Third, boil it in water, and add some onions, sugar, and salt. Then you can enjoy it.
I don't like onion. Can I cook it without onions?
Okay. You can add something else instead of it.
You cook fish so well. Who taught you?
My grandma. She likes cooking very much.
Can you teach me to do it? I want to cook fish for my mother.
Of course. First, wash it in clean water.
Okay. It's so easy.
Second, fry it in oil. Get it out when it is cooked.
It's a little difficult for me.
Third, boil it in water and add some onions, sugar, and salt. Then you can enjoy it.
I don't like onion. Can I cook it without onions?
Okay. You can add something else instead of it. Sue, do you know something about the International Marathon?
Yeah. The International Marathon was held in Xichang on November 9th. It was the first time to hold a marathon in Sichuan, and it was said to be the most beautiful one in marathon history.
Wow, sounds great. How many people took part in it?
Nearly 20,000 runners from 25 countries. Among the runners, the oldest one was more than 90 years old, and the youngest one was only 4.
It must be very exciting.
Yeah. In order to make the runners feel relaxed and forget the tiredness, beautiful music was played during the competition.
Wow, that's cool. I hope to take part in it next time.
Really? I will be there to cheer for you.
Sue, do you know something about the International Marathon?
Yeah. The International Marathon was held in Xichang on November 9th. It was the first time to hold a marathon in Sichuan, and it was said to be the most beautiful one in marathon history.
Wow, sounds great. How many people took part in it?
Nearly 20,000 runners from 25 countries. Among the runners, the oldest one was more than 90 years old, and the youngest one was only 4.
It must be very exciting.
Yeah. In order to make the runners feel relaxed and forget the tiredness, beautiful music was played during the competition.
Wow, that's cool. I hope to take part in it next time.
Really? I will be there to cheer for you. Hey, Frank. Can I talk to you for a minute?
Sure, Marie. What's up?
I joined a book club 3 months ago. I know you do a lot of reading, so I think you might be interested.
That sounds like fun. When does your group meet?
On the last Saturday of the month.
What do you usually do in the group?
Well, every month we read a new book, and then in the next meeting we'll discuss it.
What books have you read?
Recently, we have read The Beautiful Mind and The Great Gatsby. Now we are reading The Kite Runner.
The Kite Runner? That's a great book.
Would you like to come with me?
That sounds interesting. I'd love to come.
Great. The next meeting will be held in 2 weeks, so you still have time to read the book.
That is very true. I'll do it at once.
Hey, Frank, can I talk to you for a minute?
Sure, Marie. What's up?
I joined a book club 3 months ago. I know you do a lot of reading, so I think you might be interested.
That sounds like fun. When does your group meet?
On the last Saturday of the month.
What do you usually do in the group?
Well, every month we read a new book. And then in the next meeting, we'll discuss it.
What books have you read?
Recently, we have read The Beautiful Mind and The Great Gatsby. Now we are reading The Kite Runner.
The Kite Runner? That's a great book.
Would you like to come with me?
That sounds interesting. I'd love to come.
Great. The next meeting will be held in 2 weeks, so you still have time to read the book.
That is very true. I'll do it at once.
R 录音中有三小段独白，听独白两遍后，根据独白内容将信息配对。题组一。
21. Mount Fuji is the highest mountain in Japan. It is 3,776 meters high, not far from Tokyo.It is a symbol of Japan. Mount Fuji is the highest mountain in Japan. It is 3,776 meters high, not far from Tokyo. It is a symbol of Japan.
Twenty-two. Mount Wuyi lies in Fujian. Most of the hills here are made of red stones. It has been an important center of Chinese Taoism. Mount Wuyi lies in Fujian. Most of the hills here are made of red stones. It has been an important center of Chinese Taoism.
The Alps is the name for one of the great mountain systems of Europe. It is a great place for skiing lovers. The Alps is the name for one of the great mountain systems of Europe. It is a great place for skiing lovers. Andrew is a college student from Germany. He is a big fan of table tennis. He was really interested in table tennis when he was very young. Andrew is a college student from Germany. He is a big fan of table tennis. He was really interested in table tennis when he was very young.
Kelly's father likes football very much. He will be 50 in June this year. She wants to take him to watch a football game as his birthday gift. Kelly's father likes football very much. He will be 50 in June this year. She wants to take him to watch a football game as his birthday gift.
26. Zhang Lei is a super fan of badminton. He loved playing badminton when he watched the Chinese team win gold medals in 2008 Beijing Olympics. He wants to become a famous badminton player. Zhang Lei is a super fan of badminton. He loved playing badminton when he watched the Chinese team win gold medals in 2008 Beijing Olympics. He wants to become a famous badminton player.
题组三.
Ben is usually worried about the PE tests, and he's not good at running. He wants to find a coach to help him. Ben is usually worried about the PE tests, and he's not good at running. He wants to find a coach to help him.
28. Emma is a book lover. She always carries a book and reads when she is free. Emma is a book lover. She always carries a book and reads when she is free.
29. Tony is busy practicing his songs because the school singing competition is coming. Tony is busy practicing his songs because the school singing competition is coming.
题组四.
30. Mike plans to visit Britain. His dream is to visit the home of the King and Queen of Britain. Mike plans to visit Britain. His dream is to visit the home of the King and Queen of Britain.
31. Mrs. White will visit New York next week. She wants to see a famous sculpture. It is a woman with a torch in her hand. Mrs. White will visit New York next week. She wants to see a famous sculpture. It is a woman with a torch in her hand.
Liu Juan will go to college next year. She wants to get some information about famous universities in England.
题组五。
33. Sally is going to Beijing to visit her grandparents during the holidays. She'll stay there for a week.
David is interested in drawing. He wants to see some exhibitions during the coming holiday. Leo lives in the country. There are many forests in the area. Leo wants to do something meaningful during the summer holiday.
3. 听力填表，共5小题，录音播放前你有20秒钟的读题时间。题组一。
In different countries, people have different ideas and habits about tea. In China, people drink it at any time of the day at home or in the tea house. Another country is England. In the late afternoon is tea time. More than half of the people have a cup of tea. Englishmen usually make tea in a teapot and drink it with milk and sugar. They also eat cakes and some biscuits at tea time. In the United States, people mostly drink tea at breakfast or after meals. Americans usually use tea bags to make their tea. In different countries, people have different ideas and habits about tea. In China, people drink it at any time of the day at home or in the tea house. Another country is England. In the late afternoon is tea time. More than half of the people have a cup of tea. Englishmen usually make tea in a teapot and drink it with milk and sugar. They also eat cakes and some biscuits at tea time. In the United States, people mostly drink tea at breakfast or after meals. Americans usually use tea bags to make their tea.
题组二。
The World Cup is a football competition between the world's top national teams, which takes place every 4 years. It was first held in Uruguay in 1930, and it was canceled twice in history because of the Second World War. 32 teams play in the group stage, and the winners will be in the next games to compete for the champion. At the end of the competition, the World Cup trophy will be given to the winning team. The World Cup trophy shown today was designed in 1974. The name of the winning country will be shown on the bottom of the trophy. It is 36 centimeters tall, and it is made of gold. The World Cup trophy is so valuable that once it was stolen. The World Cup is a football competition between the world's top national teams, which takes place every 4 years. It was first held in Uruguay in 1930, and it was canceled twice in history because of the Second World War. 32 teams play in the group stage, and the winners will be in the next games to compete for the champion. At the end of the competition, the World Cup trophy will be given to the winning team. The World Cup trophy shown today was designed in 1974. The name of the winning country will be shown on the bottom of the trophy. It is 36 centimeters tall, and it is made of gold. The World Cup trophy is so valuable that once it was stolen.
Life is not easy. How can you keep in a good mood? Firstly, keep fresh flowers around the house because fresh flowers have a way of livening up the space and your mood. Secondly, go shopping weekly. If your kitchen is filled with healthy snacks, you can easily feel happy. Third, leave an hour a day just for yourself. When you have no time for yourself, you can feel like you're busy meeting other people's needs. But give time to yourself and your own thoughts, such as waking up early to make coffee and read the paper. It's amazing how relaxed you'll feel. Finally, set little daily goals and cross them off. There's no better feeling than checking something off your to-do list. Now give yourself some easy wins by making daily checklists and knocking them off one by one. Life is not easy. How can you keep in a good mood? Firstly, keep fresh flowers around the house because fresh flowers have a way of livening up the space and your mood. Secondly, go shopping weekly. If your kitchen is filled with healthy snacks, you can easily feel happy. Third, leave an hour a day just for yourself. When you have no time for yourself, you can feel like you're busy meeting other people's needs. But give time to yourself and your own thoughts, such as waking up early to make coffee and read the paper. It's amazing how relaxed you'll feel. Finally, set little daily goals and cross them off. There's no better feeling than checking something off your to-do list. Now give yourself some easy wins by making daily checklists and knocking them off one by one. I had a great trip to the country with my parents last Sunday. We went there by bike. My parents said it was good for the environment. When we went through the farm, many farmers were harvesting crops. We stopped and I wanted to help them, but I found it's hard for me to do it. And then a farmer invited us to pay a visit to his family. He has a big yard and a beautiful garden. He raises some chickens, rabbits, and a dog. We ate lunch at his home. The food was tasty, and they were grown by the farmers. How great they are! We'd like to have a life like them. I had a great trip to the country with my parents last Sunday. We went there by bike. My parents said it was good for the environment. When we went through the farm, many farmers were harvesting crops. We stopped and I wanted to help them, but I found it's hard for me to do it. And then a farmer invited us to pay a visit to his family. He has a big yard and a beautiful garden. He raises some chickens, rabbits, and a dog. We ate lunch at his home. The food was tasty, and they were grown by the farmers. How great they are! We'd like to have a life like them.